It was the largest military outpost in the country, but within a matter of months, the place would become a virtual ghost town, and those soldiers would be fighting one another. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
If your equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands machinery you rely on. Most likely it'll be a farmer like you, who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts at a fair price that ship fast, shop Shoup. Call 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
In the summer of 1858, one-third of the United States Army marched to the Utah Territory because Mormon settlers were rumored to be rebelling against the U.S. government. Mark Trotter says they built Camp Floyd, about 40 miles southwest of Salt Lake City.
The camp consisted of nearly 400 buildings. It was the largest military camp at the time in the United States in 1858.
The 3,500 soldiers were on the ready. But did they encounter rebels in Utah?
No. Soldiers were very bored here. There was nothing going on. They were basically out in the middle of nowhere. Never really had a rebellion going on, so there was no battle or no fight or no war. They complained of the dusty, hot conditions in the summer and the cold conditions in the winter. Just hated the place, basically.
Camp Floyd went from housing the most soldiers in the U.S. Army to a ghost town in a matter of months.
They got the news that the Civil War had started in April of 1861, and they were out of here by July of that same year. Lincoln had given them orders to bring out back everything that they could, and then they were told to destroy the camp, not to leave here anything here in Utah that another army could just move in and use.
But when the army left, the soldiers who served together in Utah would soon be fighting against one another.
Here at Camp Floyd, there were soldiers from both the North and the South, and so that split the movement as well. Those from the Southern states went to go with the Confederacy. A lot of the generals here that you hear later on in the Civil War were actually here at Camp Floyd.
The place was also used as a Pony Express station and an inn for the stagecoach line. A few buildings remain and are today a part of Camp Floyd State Park. Traveling the countryside in Fairfield, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.